May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
My reflection on the gospel this morning will be relatively brief. I am leaving time for later in the service, where Mary Cavalier will be speaking on behalf of the Bishop's Nominating Committee to all of us. But I do want to take a moment or two to reflect upon this morning's gospel passage. The story of doubting Thomas. We always hear this gospel story, the story of doubting Thomas, on the Sunday after Easter. The very next Sunday after Easter, we hear the story of doubt. We have last Sunday the celebration of the most glorious and wondrous story of God's love and power as it is affirmed by faith. And then today we have a story about doubt. Tumbling right on top of each other every single year. And I think the proximity of these two stories has something very important to teach us. The fact that Easter and Doubting Thomas are only a week away, right next to each other, has something to teach us. It teaches us that faith and doubt coexist together at the same time, in the same person, in the person of Thomas, who sought, who desired yet to believe at the same time that he was filled with doubt. In our commemoration of the saints, we remember Thomas as one who stands to us as a powerful example of one of Jesus' own disciples who persisted in faith in the midst of doubt. Faith and doubt coexist. It isn't all or nothing, one or the other, and it doesn't have to be. Faith and doubt coexist. At the same time, in the same person, as they did in Thomas, and I suspect in most of us, and that's okay. That's part of what these lessons teach us, is that it's okay for faith and doubt to coexist. In fact, it's probably good, because the conversation that arises between a questing faith and a questioning doubt, that conversation, whether it occurs within or between, that conversation is a rich and holy and helpful one. Faith and doubt coexist. Neither needs to win or wipe out the other. It is not faith's sole job to eliminate doubt, nor is it doubt's job to destroy faith. Whether that dynamic is within us or between us, faith and doubt coexist. It is a holy, a healthy, and a rich coexistence. And the proximity of doubting Thomas to Easter reminds us again and again that that dynamic exists within each of us, I think, and is not to be denied or diminished, but welcome that conversation and affirm those places of both faith and doubt.